Jessica Parker claps back at the end, just like that, hate watchers. And that's us. So let's see what she wants to tell us. In a new interview with the New York Times, Sarah Jessica Parker was asked how she feels about all the hate watchers, about us. How does she feel about us? She said, "I don't think I have the constitution to have spent a lot of time thinking about that." Who talks like this? I don't have the constitution to spend. Okay. Anyway, we always worked incredibly hard to tell stories that were interesting or real. Come on. You resorted to toilet humor. You had someone farting in Miranda's face. You had a poop explosion at a Thanksgiving meal. You had nonsense storylines that were introduced for no reason. Like, remember when Carrie was like popping Tums and we're like, oh, does she have like some sort of cancer? No, there was just no reason for that. Charlotte's vertigo, Charlotte's dog being canceled, Lisa spending 50 episodes working on a documentary that was still not even finished by the time we got to the finale. Like, where's the interesting and real stories? And also, all of you are like multimillionaires who just have too much money and too much time on your hands and are completely bored and walk around dressing like clowns. What's interesting and what's real? Where? Well, what am I not seeing here, Sarah Jessica Parker? And then she said, "I guess I don't really care. And the reason I don't care is because it has been so enormously successful and the connection it has made with audiences has been so very meaningful. So basically, I don't care because I was getting paid. I probably got to keep all of these clothes. And I don't know what connection with what audience she's talking about. Like, maybe the 10 people who seem to really like it. Although I will tell you, from doing it just like that reviews, which have received millions of views at this point, the only people who say they like the show are gay men. Now, look, the only people commenting are men. I'm just assuming they are gay. If you are straight men who love the show, feel free to come in and correct me. So I'm very curious about that. Like, gays or straights, chime in, what is it you loved about the show so much? Because I'm at a loss, really. Then in an interview with People before the finale, Parker revealed that she never looks at fans' online reactions to the HBO series. "I think you're going to perhaps read things." Again, who talks like this? Like, I think you're going to perhaps read things or hear things that don't always feel great. When you're part of a community, people are going to have a lot of feelings. And it doesn't mean that a feeling can't change. It's a reaction. We want very much for people to have all those feelings, and it's not for us to police or try to correct them. No, it's not for you to try to police how people feel, but it is for you to take the temperature of your core audience, not these outliers who are connecting with, I don't know, the toilet humor. I'm sure my 8-year-old son would find it hilarious. Like, he would have loved this. All the toilet jokes, he would have loved it. Maybe that's who you're connecting with. But for your core audience who overwhelmingly hated the series and were so, so disappointed with it, and we're the audience that still watched it even though we hated it because we loved the original so much, like, how can you not care what those people think? How can you not even take a moment to hear them or even see what they're saying? It's just so disrespectful. It's disrespectful to the fandom. That's what it is. And then she also says, "So I'm a very inexperienced troller or a sneaker arounder." You don't have to be a troller to just see what people are saying. Just open your eyes and your ears for a minute and you'll hear it. "Because I think that conversation is better left not in any way witnessed or babysat by me." Ugh. Honestly, like, I never really felt any sort of way about her, but this is, I am fully team Kim Cattrall. I get why she does not like SJP, why the feud happened, because this is so condescending. I honestly, this is and just like that already ruined things for me, but the way that she is speaking on this ruins things even more. At least acknowledge something. But you know what? She can't, because she didn't even watch the show. So she has no idea what us hate watchers, like, the perspective that we're coming from, because she didn't even see the garbage they produced. And obviously, I am nowhere near her level of fame or power or influence, but I am a writer, and my third book is coming out September 9th. It's called Detached. And I'm a content creator, and I'm constantly looking for feedback from my audience, because that's what I'm creating content for. And if they hate everything I'm doing, then it's time for me to look at what I'm doing and maybe change that. And the fact that she's not, and is just taking such a condescending stance on this, I find very disgusting. Anyway, please share your thoughts in the comments. I mean, our time hate watching is almost over. I'm really gonna miss you guys. I'm gonna miss all this. So let me know what you think.